Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Barley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to talk about left-handed people and left-handed children and why it's important to allow your children to be left-handed in case they are, because it's a sign of evolution, and why that there's a predominance usually of air or fire in a chart of a left-handed person, why left-handed pitchers are so good, southpaws, and the importance of someone who favors the left hand. It's a sign of spiritual evolution oftentimes. So, because this person is right brain focused, that's why they use their left hand. So, very interesting topic for today's show. All right. So, welcome to the Astrology Hour, ladies and gentlemen. And let's talk about this topic here. We had a great question at the end of the show off the air. A lady wanted to know why left-handed people had a predominance of air and sometimes fire in their chart in the rising and the sun sign and the moon sign or somewhere in the chart. And interesting fact. Interesting point here is that oftentimes when we take a look at children when they're growing up, we automatically put things in their right hands, or we automatically assume that they're right-handed children. But I don't want people to get upset about this topic today, but from what I have focused on in my learning condition, I do find that usually sometimes a certain part of the brain will naturally dominate. And if you don't know the difference between the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere in the brain, frankly, left brain thinking or left brain consciousness is more of material consciousness or more what we call lower chakra awareness, or actually we're more conscious mind thought. And the right brain, the right hemisphere side of the brain is more like a bridge or a window, or actually like a warp to higher levels of intuitive thought. So if you ever hear people talking about right brain, left brain thinking and all that, and you're sitting there going, what are they talking about? It's because you're in your left brain, buddy. But actually, the right brain thinking is much more intuitive, much more higher consciousness, much more aware, and much more plugged into the multidimensional self, the higher self, and the evolved part of your soul, or the guide behind what is running your life beyond this dimension, or beyond what is readily visible. So oftentimes when we take a look at things in our lives or in our bodies or ailments in our bodies, because I don't know if you know this, but the right side of the brain controls the left half of the body. And the left half of the brain controls the right half of the body. It's like sort of like the circuits are cross-connected there. A lot of people don't know that, but that's a fact. That's a medical fact. So oftentimes when we take a look at people that are more, I would say, intuitively or instinctively involved with wanting to use the left part of their body, like I am actually more of a focus in my left eye, and I am, because I was injured in my right eye, I was forced to use my left eye as the main eye of focus, and oftentimes I'm not left-handed, but I do know a lot of left-handed people. And usually left-handed people, southpaws, like my best friend who died about 12 years ago, Mike Alcana, who was a left-handed person, a southpaw, was one of the more evolved 15-year-olds I ever met in my life. Here was a guy from 15 to 20, and here I was 25 to 30, and he was teaching me metaphysics. And he was teaching me about God consciousness and reincarnation and karma, and he was a left-handed person. And until I got older, I was not aware of how powerful this person really was. And it just so happened that he had the ingredients, the Aquarius in his chart. He has double Aquarius, moon and rising in Aquarius. And then he was also favored the left side of his body, which means he was a focus on right brain. We find the MVP of the World Series last year, Oral Hershiser, also a southpaw, left-handed pitcher. And a lot of your baseball teams like Whitey Herzog, a manager of the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, that have been in the World Series three times in the 80s, since he's been manager, won once in 82, he also favors left-handed pitching. See, if I was a major league manager, my entire staff would probably be filled with left-handed pitchers and actually left-handed players. Because there's something to do with people, with children, with babies, that have a predominance of fire and or air in their chart. And fire, of course, in case you don't know, is Leo, Aries, and Sag. And the air in the chart, of course, is Aquarius, Gemini, or Libra. And if you do have that combination of planets in your chart, for some reason, there is a part of your mind, a part of your brain function that allows you to access the right side of your brain easier. You throw in a little bit of water, a little bit of Pisces, or a little bit of Scorpio or Cancer in there, and we do find that you could naturally and automatically want to be a left-hander, somebody that would write and use their left hand. So that's why if you do find out, obviously if you're having children or if you're raising a little one, first thing you want to do is hand them a pen and ask them to draw you a picture. And if they pick it up and put it in their left hand and start drawing, then you got a real special baby. Doesn't mean that those of us that are right-handed are not special, that are not important, because like I said, through an injury when I was 12, I had to go from using my right eye as the focus eye to going over naturally using my left eye as a focus eye. So even though I'm not left-handed, I'm like left-eyed, whatever you say there. And it's funny, I don't think it's an accident too that in America, domestically speaking, when we drive from the left side of the car instead of the right. It's kind of weird that in Europe and in Australia and certain other countries, the driver's seat's on the right side. That makes almost no sense. That's right brain driving. We need to be on the left side of the car, more left brain driving that way, because remember, it's reversed. So I have also found that children that are left-handed, that are more prone to be a southpaw when they bat in baseball and such, that spiritual training at an early age, like metaphysical training, not only can be intuitive, but if you encourage it just a little bit, you know, these are the type of kids that will quickly get into computers. Besides Nintendo, you want to get these kids an Apple or an IBM or a Commodore or whatever when they're very young, sometimes 5 or 6 years old, and you also want to check and see if you could get them some kind of metaphysical training, if it's available at that young age. And you want to also teach them meditation, because at that age, you got to figure if they're already accessing in a natural state at their right side of their brain and they're more right side dominant, then obviously some of their powers and abilities may be a bit enhanced. Kind of almost call left-handed people our southpaws. You could label them homo superior. And isn't it funny that a lot of times they are put down or ridiculed when they're left-handed, or their parents try to force them to be right-handed, thinking that left-handed people are weird or different or not normal or whatever, and that's really very sad and tragic. Now, also, when we talk about left-brain, right-brain thinking, frankly, as far as me trying to plug into my life what the number one problem I've had in my life is, oftentimes it's been that I've been too much of a left-brain thinker. Now, normal left-brain thinking would include things like obsessions, like greed, selfishness, avarice, hoarding, also just stubbornness, arrogance, materialism. Unfortunately, because the earth signs are grounded signs, and because they do seem to be many times much more material, we do find Virgo, the polarity sign for the water sign Pisces. And we do find Taurus, the polarity for the water sign Scorpio. Opposites to the two most intuitive signs, Scorpio and Pisces, are Taurus and Virgo. Now, Capricorn, also polarity for the water sign Cancer. So as the water signs can be a catalyst for fire and air to trigger right-brain thinking, and sometimes left-handed children that are, will favor their left hands, we do find that parents that have a lot of earth in their chart, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn, which are the three polar opposites to the water, Scorpio, also Pisces, and Cancer, oftentimes can be so focused on materialism and so focused on what is important supposedly in this life, like money and power and career and acquisition and wealth and assets, right? So we find people with an abundance of earth that is fueled by fire. So we get the fire, which is Aries, Leo, and Sag people. When I'm talking about these type of topics, I'm talking about planetary combinations. Like if you looked at your chart and you found out that you were lacking water and air and that you were also left-handed, wow, would you be an oddity? Because I would think that people lacking water, air, and fire may be an oddity if they were left-handed. See, because from the studies we've made, most people that are left-handed have an abundance of air and fire, with a catalyst being water. Now, the right-handed people and the more left-brain people, or the more people that are more focused on material world issues, would have an abundance of earth, Virgo, Capricorn, and Taurus, with sometimes fire catalyst or air catalyst, and they may lack the water and the air that would push them into the right brain. Or they may be people that would be stubborn concerning issues of deep thinking, like the occult, like metaphysics, like the fourth dimension, like reincarnation, like karma. So that way, we do find a heavy precedence of people that are focused into left brain thinking that have earth and fire in their chart. Now, there is an exception. There is an exception because when we talk about the earth, Capricorn energy is such a freight train that sometimes it goes without stopping, so it doesn't care to check the roses. And Taurus is the most stubborn of the earth signs. But of the earth signs, the one to turn the corner the first, if somebody would turn the corner, and hence the reason why our membership and support of this show is made up of many Virgo types, the Virgo being the most open-minded and the polar opposite to Pisces, and lots of the kids born, of course, in the 60s and 70s having Virgo and Scorpio and Virgo and Pisces in their chart, would be people that would be given more of an option to become aware of right brain thinking. However, here's the key, here's the lock. Just because you have Virgo planets in your chart and you are aware of all this metaphysics and all this reincarnational and karmic theory and right brain thinking doesn't mean that you can easily access it either. See what I mean? Because I've gotten lots of people that would have Virgo factor or Gemini factor in their chart, and they're so focused on conscious mind thinking and material world thinking that it's difficult for them to relax and let go and surrender to the ether in, say, meditation and plug into the higher part of themselves, the right brain thinking, which a left-handed person with fire and air and water catalysts in their chart could automatically access as a child. So a very, very important topic, and I think that people should understand this. If you are left-handed, I'd like to hear about it today, and I'd like to hear about some of your experiences in your life, if you care to share that. A lot of you out there are probably thinking right now, or trying to figure out right now, Farley, how do we access our right brain? How do we plug into the terminal, the window to the higher self, and the bridge to the intuitive mind? Hey, that's what I'm here for. No problem. The easy way to plug into the right brain, number one, is to just daydream. That's the first way to plug into it. The second way to plug into the higher mind is just what I call relaxation therapy or calming yourself. Sometimes counting, sometimes singing, always singing, breathing, like rebirthing that we just talked about earlier, and focusing on the center of the universe, you being at the center, are issues that can plug you into the right brain. Whenever you find yourself into behavioral patterns, such as worrying or thinking too much about your problems or negative thinking or also any thinking that would concern anything that is void of spirit or non of the spirit, then you are also getting into behavior that would limit you, failure syndrome thinking, thinking of limitation, of fear, any kind of fear, then you know your left brain is dominant. A lot of us walk around on a regular basis, like myself, literally almost daydreaming all the time. Daydreaming when I'm driving, tranced out when I'm doing the show. And there's different ways to access the right brain. Those ways, I would think, besides daydreaming or calming yourself or centering yourself, would be to use mantras or chants or prayers. Or if you really have some time, meditation. And during these transits, we're into heavy transits now that are a strange combination of Capricorn force, Pisces coming on Aries, and Gemini force. And the Gemini Pisces is so stressed right now that so many of us are being so mental and so material. The Capricorn is focusing us, is making us focus on issues of success, ambition, and goals, which is very material, and worrying about same. And the Gemini Pisces stress is like a block or a wall that forces us to be left brain and think about our problems and try to fix our problems, right? And cuts off the spirit from the square. So whether you're left-handed or right-handed or not makes no difference because you still have a right hemisphere in your brain. So you can still access it and you can still become as spiritual and sensitive and as aware as the rest of us. In this day and age, I always think of Alvin Toffler, you know, back in the 60s when I read Future Shock, I thought, wow, what the hell are we headed into? And then later in the 70s, I thought to myself, did Toffler know about astrology or something? Was he aware of the transits in the 80s and 90s, perhaps? But we're here. Like, this is the 80s and 90s, so we're in the future shock, and we're into focusing too much in the left brain and in the conscious mind and into the intellectual mind and into the material world and the worries and the cares and the troubles. And hence, if you stayed left brain for too long, I don't want to scare you. I don't want to freak you out. But when you get into too many negative thought patterns without accessing a perfect balance to the right brain, you can create some serious problems, like severe behavioral differences, severe emotional problems. You can also create disease or negative energy in your aura, like ulcers or heart disease or back problems or leg problems, arthritis, rheumatism, all kinds of strange health-oriented stuff, foot problems and such. And that's why accessing the right brain and plugging into the higher self and the intuitive mind is not only important, but it should be a vital part of your life. If you don't meditate, then you should be able to get into some kind of regular behavioral pattern where even if it's watching TV, which also throws you into alpha, believe it or not, when you watch TV, you go into a daydream state into alpha. A lot of people addicted to TV use it for relaxation, even though with all those commercials being thrown at you and all those violent programming being thrown at you, you're subliminally being conditioned by a lot of that stuff that is also seeping into your aura and staying there. So it depends on what kind of television you watch or what kind of radio you listen to. Like listening to this show, we also try to throw you into right brain thinking. A lot of people are not aware of this, but my voice is extremely hypnotic. And I am usually into deep alpha approaching theta when I do the show and meditate and go into my higher self trance every day. So a lot of people, the pull and the hook, the reason why they like the astrology hour, even though they don't know it, is because I trance you out with my voice. And I pull you right into your right brain. I force you into the right brain, into the intuitive mind, so you can receive this information that much better. And that's why a lot of you, when you listen to the show, you confirm the topics in your mind's eye, in your right brain, into your intuitive mind, and your higher self. And that's why you like this show, because it's almost like what you call an oasis in the middle of a sea of madness, which we call life. Okay, great topic, huh? If you know some left-handed people in your life, congratulations. They're probably a lot of fun. They may offer lots of insight and advice into your everyday life without knowing it, because they're accessing their right brain and focusing with their left side of their body. So without knowing it, they're kind of daydreamy sort of people too. All right. A lot of people that talk to me off the air, they say, Farley, what's happening to your voice? It doesn't sound like you. Do you know why? Because when I'm off the air, sometimes I am left brain and my voice changes. I'm not channeling my higher self. I'm not plugged into it. I don't have a bridge there. And when I'm on the air, I'm turned on. I'm breathing and I'm very magnified. I'm meditating during this show. So the tone of my voice changes because it's more like a higher frequency. But when I'm off the air, I'll answer the phone, Astrology Hour office, and they'll go, is this Farley? And I'll go, yes. And it doesn't sound like you. It's me. But when I'm on the air, I'm like, good afternoon, Los Angeles. I'm excited. So I practice plugging into my right brain. It's fun. I have a Scorpio moon, Venus, and Cancer, and 12th house planets to support that with heavy fire and air support. You don't have to be left-handed to be able to access your right brain if you have some fire and air support. And also, I'm void of earth. I have no earth. And lots of people that are void of Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn like me are pretty much right brain all the time unless they're drugged out or alcoholed out.